This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and happy Thursday. Welcome to another episode of Your Q, where we are celebrating, uplifting, and educating you on all things amazing happening in and around Douglas County. So I just have to say that I just kind of had a surprise.
What's that?
You!
Me! I'm not sure that's not a good surprise. I've never been a good surprise.
No, it's a good surprise, but he's feeling a little bit better and the color's looking a little bit better.
Well, it is. For those who may not remember or weren't plugged in last time, last week I was up and I actually had a hip replaced. And that was last Monday. And Monday, let me just apologize to everybody that I may have called when I asked the nurse to hand me my cell phone in the recovery room. And I began calling everybody and telling them about my cramps I was having in my leg or that vicinity.
I guess I heard a different conversation might have happened.
I made about 20 phone calls from the recovery room, and so Monday I was feeling great. Tuesday, I was regretting ever getting the surgery, and then Wednesday, I have to say thank you because all our listeners' prayers and all of my friends and family's prayers kicked in, and really, it was amazing the difference from Tuesday to Wednesday. You know, walking around, and so I'll tell you, it's weird to think about that. To go in and have a end of your bone hacked off, and you're up walking around there very shortly.
Well, I'm glad you're back, and you surprised me today because you left work a little early, so I wasn't sure you were joining us. But I'm excited to have you back and in the office, and Jack's back and in the office.
I know. Well, there it is, folks, right there.
I knew
not me.
Coming.
It's Jack's is back in the office. And so, yeah, I've been able to get in maybe 3 or 4 hours at the office, and then pretty much wears me out. And I thought, you know, I wasn't sure if I was going to make it down here on the radio today, but I thought, you know, at least I'd like to come down and be here for the opening and thank everybody for their prayers and their warm wishes, because, I mean, I got text messages, and so It definitely was the power of prayer, because, you know, here it is. It's just a little over a week, and I'm pretty much resume my normal duties, other than the toilet thing. I figured out the toilet. You talk about it's like toilet aerobics.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I mean, that's enough to wear a guy out right there. But you know, so it. You know, I think, like the old country song says, you know, I'm much too young to feel this damn old.
Yeah.
So, but I'm blessed. I'm blessed for everyone's prayers, and I'm blessed that we have the technology, because I really feel sorry for folks who were 10, 20 years ago that we didn't have this.
Yeah. And, well, we're glad you're on the road to recovery.
Rocking and rolling, ready to disco here pretty soon.
Be ready for golf season here coming
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Disco is out.
Right. This whole thing was planned for golf season.
Oh, so. Yeah. You've pretty much proclaimed how bionic you're going to be and how much farther your ball will travel. So you've got a lot to back up. A lot of people have heard you on this radio show.
Well, that doctor promised. He said my golf swing would be better. So if it's not, we've got a cause for malpractice action against the doctor.
Oh, good gravy.
Yeah.
Well, today I'm excited because we have some familiar faces.
Got some of your homies.
Got some of my special people in my life.
Absolutely.
So I want to do some introductions here. So we have Kelly Forney and Garrett Weaver, who are with the Oregon Hunters Association Umpqua chapter. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about all kinds of things. Actually, there's so much to talk about right now with that. So, but you have an upcoming event, so we're going to talk about that. But Kelly, if you don't mind kicking us off here, and tell us a little bit about Oregon Hunters Association and what you guys do for us.
Oregon Hunters Association is a statewide organization with nearly 10,000 members. And we're dedicated to preserving Oregon's hunting heritage, promoting huntable wildlife throughout our great state.
And that's amazing.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. I know I was invited to go to the banquet a couple of years by you, and I didn't. I'm not a big hunter. And right. And just going there and getting educated what they did, what the OHA does, was phenomenal. That's why I stepped up and became a member and a supporter. Because of the amazing thing. It's not just hunters, folks. These guys are out there really blessing us all through our woods and our resources. So anyway, just my two cents.
Well, and you know, the fact that you did become a sponsor last year and we had a table, Premier did, at the event, it really does show you how many people in our community are out there supporting this, believe in it, believe in the cause, and then we have something like Measure 114 come up, and a lot of people think this is never going to happen. Well, hello.
Yeah.
We can't think like that anymore, y'all. Yep. We have to stand for what we believe in. We have to support what we believe in, and we have to support what we want to keep safe and yep. sacred. So we can't bury our head in the sand anymore and go, there's no way that's going to pass. This is Oregon. That's never going to pass. Those days are gone. We've legalized drugs and we passed Measure 114. So this is where you want to be in the know. You want to know what's happening. You want to know about your rights and what could possibly be affecting them. And this is how you stay educated. This is how you stay on top of the current events happening up in Salem.
And vote with your darn checkbook.
Yeah. And so come and support it. So there are all kinds of opportunities for people to be involved with the local chapter here.
Right.
So I know they have the banquet committees. They have local meetings. So let's talk about that. If somebody's interested in maybe first step coming to one of those or coming to the banquet, what's the first step from like a member meeting if they wanted to come?
Yeah, I could take that. So just last week, Kelly, I did a class. Mm-hmm. Or was it the week prior? We hold these classes that we try and make beneficial to the members. And even if you're not a member, we'd still love to have you plug into one of these things, meet us. We can meet you. You can see if it's a good fit. We hope it is. But it's beneficial to people that are wanting to get more information, whether it may be from the ODF&W, or I talked at it last week, and we did a Onyx, basically an Onyx Maps mapping service for guys that are and girls that are wanting to go out and hunt and maybe learn where they're at, where they stand, and how, you know, the more seasoned hunters use that app and stuff. So there's a lot of benefits to getting around the community, make some good friends. I didn't really know Kelly before I was on the board too much, and now I'm proud to call him a friend, and I get to see him all the time. I know.
Yeah. I don't get to see him all the time anymore, but I do the same thing. It's like my involvement with Oregon Hunters Association. I've met some really great,
like-minded people.
Like-minded
there you
people.
Go.
They're tongue twister for me.
Well, you've been in my med.
Maybe I will not confirm.
Well, we hold it at a local business, Backside Brewery, and it's the third Tuesday of the month. We have our board meetings on the second Tuesday of the month. Kelly, correct me if I'm wrong here anywhere. But and like I said, they're free to plug in. We don't charge anything. It's all free information. You know, we hope you become a member. But, you know, growing up, I was always told, you know, probably from you, if you come to me with, you know, complaining without a solution, there's another word for that. We don't do that, basically. And and so I'm like, well, I kind of want to be a part of the solution. So I became a member. Mm-hmm. I've been a member a long time, but I finally became a board member a little over a year ago, I think now. And I'm very glad I did. You know, I get to see the work that the OHA does. I have a lot of things that are important to me that I get to put out there that maybe we can, you know, help promote and battle. And, you know, politically, unfortunately, we have to be way more active than any of us really want to be. But that's really where the battle's fought. It's political.
Yeah, I will say at the Sportsman Show this year, we had a couple strong, opinionated people come up and have something to share with us. And I said, you know what? You have a great voice and you are really good at explaining your opinions or your thoughts or your whatever. Have you ever thought about coming to a meeting? Have you ever thought about joining the board? Because it's exactly that. It's like, you can't be like, I didn't know, or I'm complaining about something if you don't want to be part of the solution. And that is something I've always talked about and taught, and being involved with it for a few years, I've come to realize at least I'll know why something turned out the way it did if I'm involved with it, whether it's right. the outcome that I had preferred or not preferred. At least I know how things went down because I'm educated and I'm there. And we have people like Amy at Salem fighting the good fight for us. So, but, and I do encourage people to come to a member meeting. It doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
But if you want to come to a banquet, we can talk about that too. Because those are a very good time.
Speaking of the banquet, our annual banquet is going to be held this April 8th, 2023 at Seven Feathers Hotel and Casino Resort in Canyonville, beginning at 4 p.m. We are going to open the doors at 4 p.m. We will start a gourmet dinner at 6 p.m. There'll be a live auction at 7 p.m., and we generally wrap up around 9 o'clock. Some of the things you're liable to see at the auction are high-quality custom assembled firearms, camping equipment. We have a tent raffle with a complete tent mm-hmm. sponsored by Oregon Life Homes. It's a complete large wall tent with everything you need, a wood stove, a camp stove, cots, sleeping equipment, cooking equipment, all ready to go just for one ticket. You can put it in the raffle. Somebody drives out with that every time. We've got some African safari hunts that are world class. So we have a lot of great hunting, fishing, and family activities at this banquet.
And guns.
Guns. lots of guns.
And did I say we have lots of firearms?
Yeah. That always gets Alan all like Toolman Taylor.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, talking about the guns. Which, yeah. actually, before the show, Kelly and Garrett and I were talking about a special gun that will be a special raffle this year.
Absolutely.
And we were kind of like, that piqued all of our interests.
Well, I'm feeling pretty special. Why do I get this gun?
I know. And it's going to be its own raffle, according to Kelly, correct?
Mm-hmm. A $20 ticket allows you to get in the raffle for a Browning X-Bolt Speed long-range rifle, a super high-quality, lightweight rifle, in a 28 Nosler caliber with a matching custom loophole scope, a 4.5-14 scope, all the rings, all the bases, the bipod. It's all set up and ready to go. And there'll be a $20 ticket you can purchase, a 3 for $50. Someone will win that raffle that evening. That is about as good a hunting or long-range rifle mm-hmm. that you can buy and assemble off the shelf. It's literally a 1,000-yard rifle that you can shoot and harvest an animal with. It's quite the gun.
I love long-range. Anybody that knows me knows yep. I'm the long-range lover of all. And
That's
have
because
my
you're
gun.
Afraid of bullets and you want them far away from you.
Right. Not far off. Yeah. You know that.
Perfect weight.
But I honestly, I'm going to buy tickets for that because it's like,
don't. You're luckier than me.
Yeah. I am luckier
you
than
are
you,
pretty
actually.
Lucky.
I am pretty lucky. Mm-hmm. So I'm in on that one, y'all.
Yeah.
So you better buy large on that because my one ticket is like 20 to somebody else's.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I like hunting. I like fishing. I like the outdoors, but, it's not something I will put ahead of golfing, and to
blasphemy.
Go, yeah, you know, opening hunting season, I'm golfing, but it's a fantastic place. Even for me, it was able to learn so much, and see it wasn't all about hunting. So I as kind of a novice, I encourage everybody to step up because here's a great organization to get involved with. And it was great fun at the banquet.
Yeah, and I have a question for you later about the banquet, too. So
we're
going to go to, yeah, it's specifically for you, big guy.
Oh, Lord.
So we're going to take a quick break and be back with more information with the Oregon Hunters Association's Unqualified here in just a moment.
I've done a little monologue about youth programs that we
Me? There we go.
Put your lips on it. You can't.
Yeah, you sounded a little far away.
Oh, well, I was trying to talk loud. Okay.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance. And today we're talking about Oregon Hunters Association, the banquet, all the things that they do, and all of the good stuff. So I did want to say about the banquet, if people want to find out more or sign up, or if you are somebody like Alan or Oregon Life Homes, like Kelly and that crew has done, and sponsor something specific or buy a whole table for your work to come, because again, this money is going towards fighting things in legislation that protect our rights,
like 114.
Yeah, like 114. Yeah. Or you
well
know.
And you know, even if you go in and buy a whole table and just go by yourself and get all the extra plates of prime rib, it's well worth it.
Okay, that was my secret question for you, because you're the meat connoisseur.
Oh Lord, it was amazing.
And when you gave us the seal of approval on the prime rib,
double
I was like,
stamped.
It had to have been good. I didn't have any, but I was like, it had to be good.
I was blue in the face when I left there.
Yeah, Alan's like, I'm going back. So, anyway, all of this information is on the Facebook page. So you can go find it there. If you are having problems with that or you don't do Facebook, please feel free to call us at the office. I'm happy to help you or send it to you in an email. Whatever you need to do to get the information. But we'd love to fill this event up and be supportive of everything that they are doing at the local and state level. So let's talk about some conservation and things that OHA does, Garrett.
Yeah, so, you know, there's tons of projects throughout the state, and, you know, each chapter can help the other chapters with their projects and stuff. And so just kind of going through a few real quick is, you know, we successfully protected the Ochoco elk habitat from development. You know, we have large-scale winter range habitat improvements. One of the things I find really important is water guzzlers out in eastern Oregon. It's getting really dry out there in the summers, and those animals need places to water, and that's what these guzzlers really do. And to me, that's a huge deal. And it's something simple that it doesn't take a lot of manpower to do that, but it's super important to get volunteers to do that. Maintain fence funneling deer for safe crossings across Highway 97.
Huge.
Yeah. And then we pledged $90,000 for an additional safe crossing on Highway 97 as well. So we're putting, you know, money behind our words. We're putting actions behind our words. We're busy helping the state wildlife areas add acreage for habitat and hunting, and you know, planting thousands of sagebrush and bitterbrush seedlings that have been burnt. You know, which thousands of acres have been burnt over in eastern Oregon, especially in like the Lake County stuff. Very important, especially for our wildlife. So there's a lot of conservation efforts we do. On top of just the political stuff, but there's a lot of stuff that we do that reaches beyond just the Umpqua Valley here.
And I think that one of the things that I'd want to say about that is that the money raised here, yes, we do a lot of things here to help out, tip, turn in poachers.
Absolutely.
That should be something everybody can get behind and be supportive of, because that is just absolutely nothing but waste of a gorgeous animal that God gave us. So
well, and really they're stealing from the rest of you know, our fellow citizens here that like to hunt or like to eat the meat, or that meat could have gone somewhere instead of just wasting it. And to me, that's just it is a crime, but it's just a huge travesty every time that happens. But it's a great program. I'm happy to be a part of the OHA, and we're always looking to add new members. And this chapter here, historically, Kelly, I believe we're usually one of the biggest chapters in the state, correct?
Yes, we have between 400 and 500 members at any point in time. So we're one of those most active chapters in a very active area of outdoors enthusiasts in the state of Oregon.
Pretty cool.
And Kelly, you actually right now hold the title of our Southwest Regional person, is that correct?
Yes, I'm a Southwest Regional Director for the State Organization of Oregon Hunters Association. And in that capacity, I help the various chapters get involved in the projects and help them understand what the state is doing with the legislative issues and other issues across the country, or across the state of Oregon.
Yeah, and so appreciative that you took that.
He's a grand poobah, huh? Yeah.
He's a big deal.
Yeah, well, he's kind of a big deal.
Well, it's like, and I know Kelly's a busy man, so it's like, that's quite a sacrifice taking on this another role like this. But, you know, the one thing
lots
I would
Zoom
say.
Meetings, lots of meetings.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that I would say is the work that the OHA does, you know, going through the recent measures, is how alone did you feel? You know, How did you feel like you could fight, you know, against some of these things that are done to you?
Right.
And by belonging to an organization like OHA, that makes you one of thousands. And that's what we need. We need the silent majority to step up by joining these type of organizations. These guys are already putting the hard work in. So just by being a member and adding your voice to the crowd, mm-hmm. that you're going to be heard. And the more members we have, the louder the message be heard by our politicians up north. So
absolutely.
Anyway,
right.
That to me is going to be the battles of the future.
Well said. And we have coming up Initiative Petition 3 that will be coming to the ballot most likely in the next 2 years. And that initiative would stop all hunting, all fishing, all animal husbandry, would just about gut the ranching and farming communities in this country, in this state. And that will be a giant battle that Oregon Hunter Association will be fully involved in.
Yeah, and part of that is banning artificial insemination.
Yep.
And that goes to your dogs, your cats, your cattle, whatever. And folks, we've already passed legalization of drugs. We already passed this whole gun registry. So, yes, it can happen. So join with our partners in the OHA. Let's get ready for this fight.
I mean, to Alan's point earlier, who do you know that you can call and say, hey, I have an issue as an outdoorsman or as a hunter or mm-hmm. as a firearm owner? Who do you have that you can raise that issue and call? I mean, you now have, you know, the OHA locally. You've always been able to call us, but now you have Kelly's name, my name. You can always call us or show up to a meeting and raise that issue. I mean, there is someone now that you have a point of contact to raise your issues with.
Yep.
And
right.
to me earlier, you know, I never knew who to call. So I started plugging into these things. Now I know who to raise my issues with.
Well, and I think that I learned a lot at the town hall this year with the Measure 114 because you get to see what people out there literally do lull themselves into a false sense of security. We do have Sheriff Hanlon, God bless him, and we love him to pieces. But this is law and this is different. Like, we can't hide behind that anymore. So we have to stand up and do our own due diligence to protect ourselves and not expect one person who may retire in several years.
Hello.
You know, I mean, we can't, once a law is a law, you know. So anyway, there's much more coming down the pipeline. They're not going to stop coming. So you have to
say enough.
Take matters into your own hands in a way. And that's what's coming down the pipeline excitedly in OHA. And we'll talk more about that down a few months down the road when we get information.
Shannon's been on IP3 for last year. So we're
going to
be banging this drum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This isn't happening on my watch. But
they're
anyway,
not going to mess with my prime rib.
No. No. Can't mess with them, Alan and his barbecued meat. Kelly, also, some people want to know about, you know, their adult who's moved in here from another state, or they have a young kid and maybe they weren't raised in a hunting family like Garrett or yourself. So, you know, we have the Learn to Hunt program. Can you touch on that for us?
Education is a high priority to the Oregon Hunters Association. This last year, we rolled out a Learn to Hunt program in conjunction with the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife that helps people, whether they're new hunters or hunters that moved here from out of area or hunters that haven't hunted for many years, understand the regulations, the places you can hunt, the times you can hunt, and the methods you can use to hunt. And that is a class that's taught here locally. It is a wonderful resource for folks to get an understanding of the hunting laws and rules in the state of Oregon.
I just want to learn how to get one. Yeah. Can you teach me how to get one, Kelly?
We can talk about that.
All right.
You put it in a dog kennel. No. That's how I do right now.
In addition to the Hunter Learn to Hunt program, we've got great youth programs that we sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We sponsor the local hunter education courses. We help sponsor the local shooting programs and teams. And we have founded even a college hunt club, an OHA chapter, if you will, at Oregon State University in Corvallis.
How cool is that?
It is really cool. And I think that, you know, at the banquet, you know, we use local FFA kids and stuff like that to come and, mm-hmm. You know, bless their organization, for their time and there. And those kids are so great. And it's just such a wonderful opportunity to pay it forward for the youth in multiple ways.
But, you know, with everything that's happening on college campuses, mm-hmm. for you guys to plant the seed there, and counteract some of this nonsense that they're hearing. That's a lot of work, and I greatly appreciate it. We need more of that.
Yes.
You know, Alan, that college campus there at Oregon State University, when we started that OHA chapter, they just want to talk about duck hunting a lot.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
I've heard that.
And I hear they were pretty successful hunting ducks last fall, too.
Yeah. Go Civil War.
That's yes.
We're not going there today, people. We're just glossing
right
over that.
Oh, shots fired. I went there. So
I think Kelly's mic is starting to break over here.
Well, everybody, if you want to get involved in one way or another, or just become an informed citizen on all things hunting, outdoorsman. I mean, if you're a rock hunter, if there's this IP3 coming down the pipeline is going to affect everybody in many vast ways.
Right.
So in the silliest of things, like a fish pond at a sportsman show, that thing smells up the building. But you know what? I was so grateful to see it this year because I was like, one more year, we still have that here.
Right.
You know, one more year, we're still fighting for those things. So
I mean,
this is the organization to get involved in if you want to save the outdoors and keep them open to you.
Well, absolutely. And again, like as a non-hunter, I love seeing wildlife, and they're out there, you know, promoting that, supporting life. You know, if we could save half the animals killed on Highway 97, what would our populations be?
Absolutely.
So it's fantastic that they're out there doing that hard work.
Yeah.
So all I got to do is contribute a few dollars as a member and support these guys and really give them a heartfelt thank you to the OHA, to you two guys for all the hard work you do to support us being Oregonians.
Thank you. Thank you for coming today. We really appreciate it. Everybody, we hope to see you at Seven Feathers on April 8th for a wonderful event. And Alan's given the green light on the prime rib. So come on down, enjoy a wonderful dinner and a chance to win many wonderful prizes. There's stuff there's for the ladies. It's just a wonderful night. It's a nice night to come down and also meet the board. They're
and
usually
absolutely.
There in their blue
we'll
shirts
all be there
and
volunteering.
Have a nice conversation. So come on down and go on Facebook and find us. Give us a call at Premier Insurance. If you need one of the forms, I'm happy to help out. So
absolutely.
Thank you, gentlemen, for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to be right back with Carlos, also one of the sponsors for that event, in just a moment with the Local Business Buzz. Back in a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. It is that time for the Local Business Buzz. And it's the first Thursday of the month, so we have Carlos here with Umpqua Survival.
And I hope you guys are all hearing us because I can't hear me.
Yeah, I hear you great.
Yeah, I don't hear me either.
Something's going on that side of the... On the that side of the
well, we'll
room.
we'll just trust in the tech guys and assume that you're all hearing us. If not, we'll just sit here and talk to ourselves and be stupid. So,
Carlos, I have loads of questions to ask you today.
Oh, wow,
dude,
you are lots of answers.
It's like Carlos,
yeah.
Sorry, man.
Well, I know I want to make sure we get to it because I do. I have lots of things. It's like, there's a lot happening at Umpqua Survival. Honestly.
Oh, I tell you, it's like. I haven't been there in two weeks because of my surgery. I had a hip replaced last week, Carlos. And so I'm kind of going through withdrawal. I miss them down there. And so I'm looking forward. I'm getting back in there next week, see what's all new.
Okay. Well, you can look on Facebook because they're really good at updating it. And they just put out a video of some of their new pistol firearms that came in, a new shipment.
No.
Yeah. And there's some really, I know... The bullets shoot the same whether they're fancy or not, but these are pretty fancy. Got some scroll work, some, I don't know. If you need one that looks could kill, then this has got the looks. And
no, the scrolling, that helps you. It's there for a purpose. It's not just pretty.
It's pretty
we got a bunch of pretty hard to find things.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Odd.
I'm sorry. I'm making you feel really sorry, worse that
Ange.
You haven't been out there.
Oh, I may have to limp down there after the show.
But anyway, you guys do a great job, Carlos, of putting things on the Facebook and announcing when new arrivals are coming in. So I just wanted to say
but it's not
good
the
job
same.
To the staff. Oh, it's definitely not because I was intrigued
them.
Enough. I was like, I don't even need one per se, but yeah. I might need one of those.
Well, yeah. Well, it's hard to get emotionally attached to a firearm on Facebook. You got to feel it, the warmth and love that it offers you.
Well, it made me want to get up and go check them out in person. And that's pretty cool. But we know you just had last month's raffle, and it's a new month. So what's your gun this month?
This month's gun is a Canik TP9 Elite. It's just a compact 9mm pistol. They're pretty cool, though. They've got a lot of features, and we're giving away some ammo and a bunch of swag with it.
Giving away ammo. How often do you hear
exactly.
those words?
Yeah.
We're giving away ammo. Never are those words said anymore.
Yeah, normally it's like buying a printer. You know, get the free printer and we'll sell you the ink. And these guys, you know, they're giving away ammo.
I like the sounds of that.
Yeah, and the profit from it's going to be donated to Feeding Umpqua Food Bank. So
oh, nice.
That's a good one.
How cool is that?
It's always a good one. You always do
well,
great choices.
It's so diverse. That's what's really cool. They do so much throughout our entire community.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just hunting or it's not just sports. It's really cool to hear the different causes. And I don't know how you come up with it, but you guys do a fantastic job.
Well, I did try something new.
Oh.
Last weekend, I played in the Poker Craze poker tournament.
Yes, I have that to ask you about.
Yeah. And I am not a poker player. I've played a couple times, but not for a long time. But it was fun. All those guys are like semi-professional. They all like knew each other, knew how they all play each other.
How'd you do?
I actually got lucky. I ended up coming in, I think I came in 14th out of 120 people.
No way. Oh, high fives to Carlos.
I know.
I've always been intimidated to do it. I'm not a big.
I was super intimidated.
Oh.
Yeah.
Again, I saw that on Facebook because they're so good at
Dude,
posting and trending.
How cool is that? You know,
yes.
It's like, well, it's like, you know, when you new guys go in and we play poker like that, they expect, okay, the professional do this, this, and this, and we're just crazy. We just do whatever we want and kind of knock them off kilter, right?
Yeah.
yeah.
That. Jimmy, you held for a pair of deuces?
Beginners.
Well, congratulations. That. That's a great feat because I know there's serious poker players down there.
Yeah, they were awesome, though. I mean, they treated me nice, even though sometimes I'm sure I was making decisions they didn't like. But they treated me like I was just one of the guys playing poker with them. So
nice. Yeah. Well, that sounded like a really good time. I was looking at your calendar, which is pretty loaded with classes and events and things like that. So we've already talked about the preparedness on April 1st, the roadside preparedness class. But it looks like there's still spots. So
yes, actually, we haven't had anybody sign up for it yet, but it's still out there a little ways. So
if a class is full, do you put that on the calendar or pull or
if it fills up early enough, I do. But usually they don't fill up until just a couple days before.
Typical. So, everybody's last minute.
Yeah people don't know
always,
what they're doing.
We try and leave room for alternates because a lot of times we can squeeze a couple people in and a lot of times some people won't show up. And so we try and make sure that everybody can be in there that can.
Well, I have your list here because you have a number of concealed and carry classes. Let's see, we have one this Friday. And
Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then the 19th and the 25th. And then an AR build on the 11th.
And those are always fun.
I haven't done that, but
we have room. So.
And then the roadside preparedness class. So on the website there in the Facebook page, you can go to the website and it'll tell you on the calendar all the cool things that are going on and what they have available. And so take them up on that. New guns. I kind of feel like this might be a new hat you're wearing today.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I'm knowing my swag.
Yeah.
I really like that. It's really snazzy looking. So, obviously, some new swag out there as well because Carlos is sporting some today. And a great reason to go and check everything out new out there. So, that is, I have
well,
something
and
else
I'll tell you what,
too.
It is amazing going out there. But more important than that is to the value that Carlos and his staff and the business brings to our community, because, you know, we just had the OHA come in, and Carlos has always been a big supporter of that organization. And, you know, you see so many things that he's a supporter in, and that's why it's like, shop local, because they're spending their dollars local. So
yeah.
I can't say it enough. The amount he gives out just in his monthly gun drawing. I know, Carlos, you hate this. I know, you know, he doesn't like his own drum thump, so I'll do it for him. But please, you know, before you head over to the big box stores, go out to Umpqua Survival, because not only do you get the same or better products, they're going to show you how to use them. They're going to give you information. I learn something every time I go out there, and it really is a blessing. I mean, what big box stores are offering the classes like this? And folks, they're not making money on these classes. You know, these are just doing it for the goodwill of our community. So let's get out there and support a local partner that's such an important partner for our community.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay. So I'm gonna lighten it up and talk us about something.
All right.
I mean, you know.
Oh, I'll take it to the other end now.
Oh, this is good. So Carlos, I have said it on the radio since the Sportsman Show, but for everybody to know, you were asked for your autograph.
And thank you, people.
And thank you to the listeners.
I knew exactly who started that, too.
Yeah. And for those of you who aren't listening, we encouraged our audience to go out and request an autograph from the big guy at the Sportsman Show.
It's too bad, and maybe this will be next year, that we didn't end up getting a booth, because we've not done a booth at the Sportsman Show before.
Yeah.
But...
yep.
Yeah, that needs to be the entry into it. Is going over to Carlos.
Well, I want it right next to Umpqua Survival, so we can see all our listeners, get to meet our listeners as they harass Carlos for his autograph.
It was great when I found out that people really did that. It literally made. Actually, I'm still riding a high on it. I'm not even going to lie. It cracks me up every time I think about it. So thank you for all for making my day. And the staff, as soon as they saw me, I was like, so, hey. And they're like, oh, my gosh, it was great. So it was super fun. And I actually really enjoyed that some of the guys from the shop were out there this year. A lot of times you're out there manning it by yourself. And yeah. Sometimes wife Sarah comes and hangs out with you so she can see you on those days.
Well, this is the first year that I actually had enough staffing that I could make sure that everybody got a chance to get out there a little bit.
Yeah, I thought that was really great. I really liked seeing them out there, and they were interacting with everybody and doing a great job.
And they are such a great team. They're great, great individuals. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think that it's like if the John Q. Public gets a chance to meet them, if they haven't gone into the store, everybody that works there is so personable that you're kind of drawn into.
And each one has their own strength, you know, of their knowledge or whatever, you know. So
they just make me laugh.
It really is a go-to source.
Well, that's the key to a strong team is to surround yourself with people that know the things you don't know. So that's what I try for.
Yeah. Well, I know that can be a full-time job right there, because there's not a whole heck of a lot I know. So it's like.
Oh, goodness gracious. You know a lot. Oh, goodness. Okay. So, Carlos, I had something else I was going to ask you about. And like you said, you have new staff. And so you've been fully staffed now, which is exciting and new. But, also on your calendar, you have the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and the OHA banquet on there as well. So.
Yep.
Anything that you're involved with or sponsoring or something like that, you also put on your calendar. So it's just a really great resource out there.
Yeah, I try any of the events that we're going to be at least I try and put on there.
And Kelly Forney was saying on the episode before talking about the Oregon Hunters Association banquet that Umpqua Survival was building one of the guns, that long range gun. And so that's super cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if I wouldn't say we're building it. I mean, we're putting some stuff together and adding on to it and making it nice, but
okay, you're at enhancing it.
Yeah.
Whatever word you want to use. So, well, oh my gosh. Okay, it's time to go to break. So we're going to be back with more here in just a moment on Your Cue on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back. Oh, goodness gracious. I got tired all of a sudden. It's Thursday, and that just got dreary outside. I don't know.
It really is, and I think you've got one of these clouds in your brain today.
It was my headphones cutting out.
Now mine's doing it.
Okay, it's in your mind. I'm gonna be truthful. I was having some technical difficulties with my earphones that last little smidge, so it was very distracting.
I think we have gremlins.
Something. The headphones are having the mind of their own today. But anyway, I got mine fixed and it's great and I like it. So.
I think you're doing a fine job.
Thank you, Carlos. I hope someday to be as big of a celebrity as you are.
Yeah, nobody asked us for our autograph.
He comes on once a month and he's like celeb status. That's why we said everybody ask his autograph.
Yeah, the big dog.
I don't know about that, but it was pretty funny. It totally threw me off when they asked me for that. I was like, what do you mean?
It's just a good time. And the fun thing is we always talk about our 6 listeners, and then we went to 12, and then we went to the baker's dozen of 13. But really, we are super grateful for everybody that does listen and for doing fun things like that, because it just lightened everybody's day and everybody's weekend. And I'm still, like I said, having joy over it. And, you know, we have Joe that listens and just love him to pieces. And he comes in and gives me praise and pointers and great job. Or actually, he thinks you do a great job and I'm here.
Stop. You know better than that.
He loves it when I'm not super emotional.
Well, I'll tell you guys must be doing something right. And you got to have a few more listeners, because I hear some big stories from some of the businesses that have been on here about how impacted they are by being on the radio. So that's good to know.
Maybe there's something to that. Maybe one day we ought to actually talk about our business.
Someday.
But I don't want to talk about insurance for an hour. That's boring.
Well, so next week, actually, our guest is Atrio Health Plan. So we will be talking a smidge insurance next month.
But I will lighten it up, folks.
We'll keep it light. We'll keep it light. Actually, they have a new CEO who is really wonderful and very just passionate about what he does. And I've heard him speak a couple times now, and not that many people impress me much, but he actually did. So I'm excited to have him on.
Well, speaking of passion, I had one question to kind of talk. I want to ask Carlos. I know you're a supporter of multiple organizations and causes, right? But I know you're one of your big ones is OHA. Why, as a business or as an individual, do you think it's important for you to support OHA?
I'm very into hunting and fishing, and obviously a good chunk of our customers are. And the OHA, you know, they kind of lead the charge in the state for giving back to those things. They're really big on, getting people out hunting and shooting and fishing and giving back to the community. And, you know, I just really think they're a good organization. Well, I try and give to all the, two-way organizations a little bit, but I just kind of like them a lot. Plus, I like the people that are involved with it. I think they stay really active. And like
Carlos
that.
Was at the banquet last year. Carlos, did you approve of the prime rib dinner?
Yeah, it was good.
That's what Alan said. And he's pretty kind of a stickler. So you do get a pretty good deal for your dollar.
Well, that's I wanted your input, because it's important as a local business person, you know, to hear why. I mean, and one thing I say as a firearms fanatic, not enthusiast, but I do really enjoy our Second Amendment rights, is that, you know, we've had causes where the NRA, which I am a member of, but the NRA has kind of left us floundering. And the OHA and the Oregon Firearm Federation are two local organizations of local people, and there's very few paid staff. I don't even know if OHA has any. I don't know.
They do have a few at the state level.
Yeah, but...
But none at the local level.
But the motor's driven by volunteers.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Just people like us. So I want to get back to that before we wrap up the show, that it's important for us to belong, let our voice be heard. Membership, it wasn't that expensive. I don't remember how much it was.
It's $35 for a year.
$35.
Well, if you come to the banquet, that's part of the banquet.
And if you come to the banquet, it's included in your cost.
And so there it is for $35, if we can grow that organization to be 10,000, that's going to make politicians listen even more because they recognize the number of votes that are behind OHA.
Big seat at the table.
So, and then, you know, and I know we're wrapping up here, and I can't miss this. I want to say thank you to everyone who has offered their prayers. I undoubtedly felt it. I'm not really in shape anyway, so the progress I've made in this last couple of weeks has been phenomenal. I think that's through your prayers, and I want to say thank you.
Well, and I'm grateful too. I actually have to say, on the business side of things, here for Mr. Carlos and Upqua Survival, who's so generous to give us this gift certificate, our winner is a repeat winner from last week. So, y'all, this proves if you go in with frequency and check out all the cool things that are happening, you too can be a multiple-time winner.
And it's not because that box was empty.
No, that box was full. Yep. And so, Christy Hall, congratulations again. And so, yeah, you know, you can win more than one time.
Now you got a down payment on a firearm.
With scrolling, really cool scrolling. So, everybody, keep driving safe with this crazy weather. Check out the calendar at Umpqua Survival to see what's happening. It's indoors. Keep you warm. Have a good time. And until next week, you guys know what to do, Douglas County. Be kind.
God bless.
Have a good one.
All right. Bye for now.